Washington State has had two catastrophic wildfire seasons in a row that consumed a total of 1.5 million acres of forest and grasslands. The Department of Natural Resources' Peter Goldmark worries that next year might be even worse. He's asking the legislature to approve a total of $24 million to get more firefighters, improve training, get more equipment, and do more forest and private land treatments to reduce the threat of fire.
They're aware of the fact that the total cost of this of firefighting here in the state of Washington was roughly $300 million for all jurisdictions. The state's share of that is north of $160 million. So my $24 million request is really small in comparison to what happens if you don't do the pre-fire work, if you're not ready with enough capacity, if you're not ready with enough modern equipment, if you haven't trained together and have enough capacity.
Goldmark says compounding the funding issue is the fact that the U.S. Forest Service must pull money from other projects each year to use for fire suppression, money that could be better spent preventing fires through various means. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.